Okay, Shavua Tov. We're in Parak Dalet in Hilchos Brachos, and we're going to deal with a few halachas that relate to interruptions in brachas, as you see in this first case, and then the requirement to make a new bracha. So in Halacha Ches, the Rambam says, Hayushosin v'amru bo univarech berkas amazon o bo nekadesh kiddush hayom. Okay, so let's say they're drinking together, and we'll get to Zimun in a second, how Zimun comes up in the next parak. Let's say everyone's eating together, drinking together, and they say, let's go ahead and bench, okay? Or let's say it's Friday afternoon, and they're eating together, and they say, let's go ahead and make Kiddush, okay? Nasar lam lishtos achi varcho o yikachu. So they can't drink anymore until they make a new bracha or make Kiddush. So the reason why is that, again, this parak is dealing with, for instance, Shinui Makam, where if you change your place, let's say you leave your house without having in mind beforehand, that creates an interruption, and it's okay, it undermines your kvias, your establishment of your meal. And then we also have ideas of das, where a person has to have a certain mindset. Let's say he only intended to eat one apple, as an example, then he may have to make a new bracha on the next apple he eats. We have a similar situation here. This is also similar, where by us together saying, let's go ahead and bench, we're essentially ending the meal at that point. So to go ahead and continue eating, our das has been expressed through the fact that we want to bench. So therefore, you have to make a new bracha. Okay, so like the Rambam says, that's why it's usher, you can't drink until you make a new bracha. And the same thing applies by Kiddush as well. There's going to be an exception coming up in the end of the halacha, but we'll get to that in a second. Vimratzu lachzor v'lishtos kodem shivarchu yikachu. But let's say they decided they wanted to drink before they bench. Afa pi she'enem rishonim, even though they're not allowed to. Okay, so let's say they're strange people. They say, you know what, even though we know we're not allowed to do this, we still want to drink anyway. They have to make a new bracha, bore priya gafen, and then drink. So let's say they said, we're going to ignore the fact that we're not allowed to do this, okay? Meaning we're not allowed to drink until we bench, okay? Since we said let's bench. But if they decided to anyway, they'd still be chayav to make a new bore priya gafen on the wine before they drink. So that's an exception by Havdalah. If they went ahead and said, let's go ahead and make Havdalah, right, that's not considered a hefsek. And the difference between Havdalah and Kiddush has to do with Kavod Shabbos, So it's weighing out the hefsek of Das against Kavod Shabbos, and Havdalah doesn't have the same stature as Kiddush does. But in general, the main idea to get from Halacha Ches is that, it's an important idea, that once you go ahead and say, let's bench, okay, what you're effectively doing is, you're effectively saying, my meal is over. And that creates, just like Shinui Makom creates, undermines your kvias, saying, let's bench, undermines your kvias. So that's an important thing to keep in mind, and you'll see when we get to the next part, we start getting to Lachas Azimun, this actually is an important idea. I think I've mentioned this to some people here before. The idea of when people say, let's bench, or it's time to bench, that actually is your introduction to benching. That's Rabosai Nivarech. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful when you say that you're actually, in many ways, ending the meal. Okay, halacha test. Hayu mesumin lishtos yayin. Okay, so it's also another famous halacha. Let's say, and remember, wine's different than other drinks. As we know, wine is the most chashuv, and when you make a bracha on wine, it's poter, other things you drink. So let's say we're all drinking wine together. Okay, ubala had miyayin acher. So, and let's say you bring another bottle of wine to the table. Kagon shayu shosin edom vaviu shachor yashan vaviu chadash. So, like for instance, we're drinking red and you bring black wine in. Not sure what that is, but or old wine and you bring newer wine. Einon srichon levarach bracha birchas yayin pam shnia. So you don't have to make another bar priya gafen. Okay, so a new wine doesn't create a chiyuv of a new bar priya gafen. Avam levarachin hatov ametiv. Okay. That's the famous idea where, in these cases, the Rambam's talking about is you're going up in quality of wine. So when there's an increase in the quality of wine, So a person does have to make a tovah meitiv. And that's also another important halacha, even though it does have relevance today. Obviously, there's extremes and there's, non-extremes. But an extreme example would be, let's say you make kiddush on grape juice, or you make kiddush on manischewitz or some cheapo wine, and then someone brings out a good bottle of dry wine, you should make a tovah meitiv. There's no question about it. Where it gets kind of tricky is where you start getting into these wine connoisseurs, getting into whether a 2008, you know, Tishbe Merlot being better than like a 2010, whatever. I could see that being more of a question. But in general, there is an idea like that. There's a clear gradation between what you're drinking now and what's being brought to the table. You should definitely make a Hatovah Meitiv. And that's a very, very, very relevant halacha. All right, halacha. Okay, halacha yod, im ivarchen al ochel min kol ochlen v'lo al mashken min kol hamashken, right? Ad sheyavo lefanav. Okay, so this is also a very important halacha. Okay, you can't make a bracha on food until it is before you. Okay, so as a classic example, let's say I know there's an apple in the refrigerator and the refrigerator door is closed. Okay, I cannot make a bracha per eitz on my apple until we'll get to exactly what it is, but make it simple, until it's in my hand. Okay, or at least until I could see it. But certainly I can't make a bracha on something that's not in front of me. Well, let's say I'm at a restaurant and I know that, they're making me a pizza in the back, right? I can't wash and Seinat HaSinayim before the pizza's at my table, okay? It's an important halacha. You have to actually, there has to be a tzira for a relationship between me and the food. So, ve'im birech, v'akarchach, hevi lefanot sarach lachzovarach. How far do you go with this? If I made a bracha on invisible food, meaning on food that's not in front of me, right? And then the food comes before me, right? So let's say, let's take the pizza case. I made, hamotzi, right? And the pizza wasn't there yet, right? Then they bring the pizza, I gotta go back and make another motzi. Natal ochal uber chalav. Okay, now let's say I picked up the food I want to make the bracha on. Let's say I have an apple. I pick it up, which really, by the way, most achronim holds the best way to do it, to hold it in your hand, but I pick up my food, okay, and I make the bracha. V'nafal miyado, right? And then the apple falls out of my hand, v'nisraf, and burns. So for some reason, I was holding my apple over a campfire. That's something we do up here in Wisconsin. And before I had a chance to eat the apple, it falls out of my hand and burns, okay? Oshatfu nahar, right? Or falls into the river. Meaning, what happens? The apple either disappears or gets destroyed, okay? So what do I do? Nota acher. Okay, then I have to go ahead and get a new apple. Or just, again, if I want to have my apple, I take another apple and I make a bracha on that. Even though it's from the same exact min. All right, v'tzarech lomar. Now here's the one that people should know. That's a general rule of thumb. Okay, the Rambam is using it in a specific example here as a general rule of thumb that after I make a chas v'shalom, after I make a bracha levatala. Okay, I say afterwards, Baruch Shem Kvod Machos Olam Va'ed. Okay, because this way it demonstrates, okay, that that it wasn't a true Shem Shemayim Levatala. It's the remedy that Chazal came up with to this kind of situation where a person said God's name in vain. Okay, so again, the halacha is that if I made a bracha on food X, okay, and then before I had a chance to eat food X, it disappears. Now I'm stuck because I made a bracha on it. I said the Shem Hashem, Baruch Shem Kvod Machos Olam Va'ed. Is the solution to the problem. One exception to this, which is interesting, comes from the Gemara Yerushalmi. Omid Adam Amasamayim Vvarach Vishosa. Okay, Afa Pisha Mayim Shahulafana Bishasa Bracha Inam Mayim Shashasa Meshulakat Niskab and Tchila. So there's one exception by water, which is that let's say I'm standing in front of a stream, okay, and I make a bracha on water, okay, even though, what do you call it? Now again, doesn't necessarily mean he's drinking the water from the stream, but let's say that he's. There's again, he could have das to drink water from the stream, or let's say he has a cup of water, okay? So, afa pi shamayim shayu lefan av shas bracha, even though the water that's in front of him at the time he made the bracha, which let's say is the water from the stream, eino amayim shasasa, is not going to be the same water that he drank, right? We make sure the kach niskav en tchila. So that's the one situation where making a bracha on the same min, even though it's not the actual substance he's drinking, where the exception applies. Not everyone passes this way, but it's by the case of water. Water, for, and I'm not going to get into the reasons why, but water falls outside this category. But otherwise, but as a rule of thumb, a person should understand that when you make a bracha on, let's say, on the apple, the das should be on that apple. And if I make the bracha on the apple and before I eat it disappears, I have a problem. I have to say baruch sheikh v'malchus on that, and then find a new apple if I want to have an apple and make a bracha on that. Halacha yad aleph. Okay, dvar mabam mitocha suda. Another important halacha. Okay, so things are normally eaten during a meal. V'hein machmas hasuda. Einan srichin bracha lifneim v'lacharem. So everyone knows this halacha. You make hamotzi, right? Hamotzi takes care of everything that you eat. Everything that you eat inside the... hold on. There we go. Hamotzi takes care of everything that you eat inside the meal. Okay? So we know as long as it's something that's normally eaten within the meal. Okay? Udvarim she'enon machmas hasuda, shebo mitoch hasuda. Anything that's not normally part of the meal that comes within the meal, okay, requires a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona. And then udvarim habayim la'achar suda, and things that are brought after the meal, bein machmas suda, bein shalom machmas suda, tunin bracha lefnei la'achareim. Okay, so things that are brought that are normally brought after a meal, right? Whether it's normally because of the meal or not. It requires a bracha rishon and bracha achrona. So the middle one is the one that people, and he'll take this up later, that people aren't as aware of. But if the halacha is, for example, fruits, okay? So we hold that fruits are never considered part of a meal. So if I go ahead and make a hamotzi and then want to go ahead and have an apple in my meal, you're supposed to make a bar per eitz on the apple. The case that comes up are desserts, which is it's a fascinating question. There are those who maintain that based on this and other Rishonim, that if you have dessert, dessert is never considered part of the meal. It's interesting. It's not b'ayim la'achar suda, which is a separate question what that includes, but it's certainly not something from within the meal. And so many hold that even if it was a piece of cake, you make a mizonos on that. So it's important to keep in mind that if a person does have fruit during a meal, for sure everyone paskins that you should make a ha'etz on the fruit. Even though you made hamotzi already, because that's something that doesn't come machmas hasuda. Okay, and I'm going to put aside whether culturally things change. That's just the way we paskin. Okay, lachid beis uveshabasos v'yamim tovim. Okay, so let's say in Shabbos and Yontov, v'sudas hakasas adam. So there was also a special meal they'd make after bloodletting, or v'shash yatzamin amerchatz, or the meal they would have. After they left the Shvitz. So these are considered like better meals. Okay? So these are meals where a person, again, it's important to listen to his Lashon. They're Kovea Suda, right? They create their meal. They create their meal on wine. Meaning that, wine can have the status of being of Suda-ish, okay? Just like bread, from the eating standpoint, is considered the backbone of a suda. Wine, from a drinking standpoint, is also considered the essence of a meal from a drinking standpoint. So therefore, im berach al yayin shlifnei amazon. Okay, so therefore, if he makes a bracha on wine before he eats, patar sa yayin sheshasal achar amazon, kodem sheivarach berachas amazon. So if I make a bar per gafen, okay, and then let's say I wash, and then I make hamotzi, which like we do Friday night, right? I could still drink wine during the meal, okay, until before I bench. Aval b'shar yamim, but in days where I'm not koveya my suda on yayin, tzarech lachzo levarech betchila al yayin shal achar mazon. So this is an interesting question, what we do today. Just in the Rambam's time, what he says in general is that if I'm not koveya my suda on yayin, okay, then I'd have to go ahead, and if I made a yayin, a bar per gafen before my meal, then I washed and made hamotzi, I would have to, and I want to have more wine, I'd have to make another bar per gafen. Okay? So it's a good question today, it's interesting. Today, I would say that yayin is really only, we have yayin so rarely in our meals, that every time we have yayin, we're in a sense koveh suda on the yayin. It seems pretty clear that's what we do today. He says, balahen yayin mitoch hamazon. So let's say wine comes during the meal. Kol echa ve'echa mevarach la'atzmo. Okay? So it's interesting. So if I bring a bottle of wine out, let's say I made hamotzi, but I didn't drink wine yet, and then I bring a bottle of wine to the meal, all right, everyone has to make their own bar per gafen. Why? Shein beis ablia panoi, shiyanu amen. All right, ve'inu potas yayin shal achar mazon. Okay, The reason why is because my mouth will probably be full. In other words, let's say I'm at a restaurant and we're all eating together, and someone says, "I'd like to have some wine," and they bring out a bottle of wine. So the problem is that really, what should happen is one person in the meal can make a bar pir goffin, and that could be yotze my goffin through them. But the problem is that if it's in the middle of the meal, there's a good chance that I'm going to be chewing, and if I'm going to be chewing, then I won't be able to answer amen to your bracha. So therefore, the halacha is to get around this problem is that every single person should make their own bar pir goffin. Now, of course, someone's going to say, but what if nobody's eating at that time? So then it would seem mistama that it would be okay to rely on one person making the bracha. But in general, the Rambam's saying more of a practical concern. A person has to realize that you have to be able to answer amen to the bracha to be yotze your bracha. And if you're in the middle of eating, you won't be able to do that. Okay, Parakei. So now we're going to get into Zimun. Okay, but before we get into Zimun, the Rambam has one halacha about benching that it's important to know, and then we'll start getting to halachas of how Zimun works. So the Rambam says halacha aleph, nashim v'avadim chayavim berkas amazon. All right, so women and avadim are obligated in benching. Okay, and then the Rambam says, which is also a little more than the Rambam normally writes, v'safek yesh b'davar im hein chayavim min haTorah lefi she'ein kavul lazman o einam chayavim min haTorah. Right, so it's a suffix whether the chiyuv of women, let's say, is d'oraisa, right? Because there's no real, it's not a mitzvah seseh shman grama, or not. Or maybe it is a mitzvah shman grama, and they're only chayim d'rabanan, okay? So the Rambam lays out immediately that the nature of a woman's obligation is just slightly inferior to a male's. That doesn't mean that they're, they have no obligation, a pater, but it means that there's a suffix. This is a Rambam position. Many disagree with this. But the Rambam holds that there is a suffix in the nature of their chiyuv, and since that suffix exists, so vilfikach emotzin es hagedolah midei chavasan. So that's why they can't, fulfill those, let's say, men, their chiyuv. All right, avak ktanim, but kids chayav berkas mazon debesov nielachanah mitzvos. But kids are certainly chayav in benching midrabanan because of chinuch. But keep in mind this halacha of women, that women are not able to be motzi those who are outright chayv midaraisa in benching. Okay, halacha base. Okay, so this here starts Zimun. Shlosha sh'achlu paske echad. Okay, so three people who eat bread together. Okay, and you'll see what that means soon. Chayav levarach berchas zimun, kona berchas mazon. Okay, so they must make, and this is important, the bracha of Zimun before they bench. Okay, so a new obligation comes into existence when three people eat together, and that is to make birchas hazimun. Okay, ve'ezu hi birchas hazimun. And what is this birchas hazimun? Im hayu ochlim mishlosh ad asara. So if it's three men until ten, mevarach echa mehem. So one person makes the birchas hazimun. Ve'omer devarech shachana mishlo. So he says, let us make a bracha for that which we ate together. From God. So again, that's all you say. No rabbi sanev rech. You just say nevarech shachanam shalom. That kol onin baruch shachanam shalom dvochayinu. Who choser umuvarach baruch shachanam shalom dvochayinu. That's birchas hazimun. That's it. Okay. And then in halacha gimel va'acharkach afterwards omer baruch atah shemechalam hazanes tom kol dvo ad shegomer arba brachos vehin onin amen achar kol bracha baracha. The way zimun was set up, and for those who know me, it's another one that I like to reiterate. Zimun was set up where when three people are eating bread together, they start by saying the Rech Shachanam Shalom, right? You follow the order of the Rambam, and then one person benches out loud, period. One of the main ideas of Zimun is that Zimun is supposed to remove or to change, I should say, the very nature of how you fulfill your obligation of benching. So the idea of people benching on their own after Birchas Hazimun is a serious question. However, many Achronim do their best to justify the practice by explaining that we don't have Kavana, and that it's only, you need to have Kavana, you need to be paying attention to the person benching out loud to fulfill your obligation. And there's a concern that today, you read us a Doros, we don't have the same ability to concentrate. That's why we don't do this. That's actually not a bad method to do, where the person benching out loud, and then the people in the with them, if you're worried about kavana, you say benching word for word with the person saying it out loud. But the key point is that the idea of saying Birchas Hazimun and then not having one person saying benching out loud, according to most ways of learning, the moment everyone starts benching on their own, you're literally destroying the Zimun. The Zimun, in a sense, ceases to exist when everyone benches on their own. So ideally, you should have one person bench out loud. If you're worried about Kavana, say it word for word with the person benching. Halacha Dalet, Hayu Ochlin Ma'asar L'Mala, Mizam Nemeshem. So now there's a change, there's a modification in Birchas HaZimun when it's 10 or more eating together. Ketzad, Hamavarach Omer Nevarech Lelo Kenu Shacham Mishalo. So you add in the word Elokeinu, and they answer, Vehin Onen Baruch Elokeinu Shacham Mishalo Elokeinu, Huvahu Chozer Omer Baruch Elokeinu, Shacham Mishalo Elokeinu, Umaskal Birchas HaMazel. Okay, so as we all know, when you have 10 men together, Birchas HaZimun is modified, and you add in what he called Elokeinu. Okay, Elokeinu. Hey. Hasoed Bebeis Chasanim. Okay, so those who eat in the home where the Chasan lives. Okay. Mishiaschilu Lehisasek Betzarche Sudos Nisuim Ulachina. So from the time they start, it's an interesting halacha. From the time they start planning out the, what do you call it, the meal. Okay, the meal for the wedding. Okay. Ad Shloshim Yom Achar Nisuim, until 30 days after the wedding's over. Mivarech Nivarech Shasimcha Bimono Shachan Mishalo. Now, this is not done today, but the Rambam holds that from the time the wedding, I mean, basically what he's saying is from the time plans for the specific wedding, wedding plans begin, meaning, let's say in today's world, the hall, the band, etc., when Sarche Sudas Nisuin start, okay, until 30 days after the Nisuin, right, which could be a long period of time, every time you're in that house and you bench, so the Zimun changes in that sense. Now today, we only do that by Sheva Brachos, okay? But it does seem that the halacha was that it's from the time from Tzar Chesuda until 30 days after. Also note that the Rambam does not require 10 men to say, to start, to do change Berachos Zimun. We do require it when it comes to Sheva Brachos post benching, but not by Simcha Mimono Shacharim Shalo. Okay, that you don't need 10 for. Okay, V'chein Suda She'osin Osa Achar Nisuin Machmas Nisuin. Right, Ad Shneim Asar Chodesh V'Varach Shasimcha Mimono. So also an interesting thing that Sheva Brachos Suda, right, that you make after Nisuin. Okay, for 12 months, meaning for a full year, you'd always make Shasimcha Mimono when you bench. Again, I don't think people do that today, but it's interesting that's what it's certainly done in the times of the Gemara. So there's no difference in the chiyuv of birchas zimun as the actual benching itself. So therefore, afilu kohanim she'achlu kachei kachim bazara. Okay, even kohanim who eat korbanos in the azara. Okay, they're still chayev to do birchas zimun. V'chein kohanim v'israelim she'achlu k'echad. If kohanim israeli mix, they eat together. V'achlu akohanim truma v'israel chulin. Zimun would still apply. So even though in that situation the Kohanim eating Truma and Israel are eating Chulin, it's irrelevant. The Chiyuv Zimun always emerges. And this is basically to emphasize how important Birchas HaZimun is. Whereas, it's interesting, it's not a Chiyuv D'oraisa, okay? It is the method that the Chazal actually tinkered with the Chiyuv D'oraisa because they changed the very format of benching by having this way of benching emerge. Okay, halacha is, we'll pick up halacha Zion tomorrow. It's a little more complex.